You and me. I remember our first date. We went for coffee and walked up and down the foreshore and knew where you lived. I saw you checking out my body in my winter black dress. It hugged every curve, which made me hard to miss. You suggested we go up to your place and you gave me a tour. Your apartment was sparse, but you had adorable little origami that you made sitting around the place. It was endearing. We sat together on the couch and we talked about photography. I noticed you moving closer over time until your leg was touching mine. I was looking at your photo book and you touched my hair, playing with the long, wavy length of it. I felt so shy. I stood up to put the book away and you stood to take it from me. You showed me your sunroom and I looked out the window to the apartment surrounding you and the bright winter sky. Then I suddenly felt your hands slip around my waist and I leaned back into you, my heart thudding. We stood there, electricity crackling around our bodies. The chemistry was undeniable. You let go of me and took my hand, leading me back into the lounge room. You again stood behind me, this time running your hands over my body, from my hips, dipping into my waist, and out again along the sides of my breasts. I could feel my desire growing, and I was becoming so wet. I turned around to face you. I wanted to see you, to see your own desire. You again started playing with my hair, and you rested your other hand on my waist. "You're a very sexy woman," you murmured. I blushed again. I felt so much shyer than I normally did. You tilted my chin up with your finger and looked into my eyes. Then you leaned forward to kiss me. Gently at first, our lips met and parted. Then as passion grew, our tongues danced and our hands started exploring each other's bodies. Our breathing was getting heavier and heavier the longer we stood there, kissing and touching. I stopped and pulled away. I was feeling out of control of myself. I'd never felt such an electric pull towards someone before, and it scared me a little. You looked askance at me, and I blushed again. I stepped closer and buried my face in your shoulder as you held me. I told you that I wasn't used to feeling so out of control, just kissing someone before. You stroked my hair again and you told me that I was driving you crazy. I smiled, knowing that you felt the same. You led me into your bedroom. Your huge bed was covered in a dark blue doona. One of your many landscape photos hung upon the wall behind it. The rest of your room was bare, a mirrored robe reflecting it all. You stopped by the bed and you gently pulled me towards you. And our bodies met. Your hands slid around the side of my neck and up to the side of my face. I looked up at you. Your face was so gorgeous. Your brown eyes were heavy-lidded from desire. My face tilted as our lips touched again, less softly this time, crushing our mouths against each other. Our bodies simply reacted without conscious thought. My hands reached around your waist and up your back, as I pulled our bodies hard into each other. My soft breast was squashed into your hard chest, and I could feel an unmistakable bulge in the front of your jeans. Your hands grabbed my ass, squeezing it, then dragging the material of your dress up and over it. Your hands met my bare skin. You stopped and looked at me in surprise. I giggled and said that I was wearing my favourite crotch lingerie. Your eyes lit up and you smiled, not expecting that sexy little confession. I pushed your shirt up over your head, dropping it to the floor beside us. Your light brown skin was delicious, as were your lean muscular chest and stomach. I couldn't resist kissing and licking your nipples, so dark compared to my own. I could feel you return to my dress, pulling it up past my waist, my breasts, and after stepping away, I allowed you to pull it over my head. I stood before you, a petite and curvy woman with only scraps of red lingerie covering parts of me. I reached for your jeans, quickly undoing the button and the zip, and pulled them down. Your tight boxers were showing me the outline of your stiff cock. I pulled both the pants down to your knees, and you kicked them to the floor. As you stood before me, I devoured you with my eyes, like I was going to do soon with my mouth. I kneeled on the floor before your hardness in my hands. I stroked you, gently at first, exploring you with my fingers, touching you everywhere. My hand curled around you as your cock as I pulled it down and into my waiting mouth. I looked into your eyes and brought you deeply inside my warm, wet mouth. You exhaled heavily as you groaned at the sensation. It had been a while since you last had a woman's soft red lips wrapped around the hardness of your stiff cock. You caressed my hair as my hands, lips and tongue played with you, exploring you and tasting you. You could see the hollow of my cheeks as I sucked, my head bobbing up and down the length of your manhood. My tongue licked the pre-cum out of the slit whilst I played gently with your balls. I could see your muscles twitching with the pleasure of it all. Your moans were increasing, becoming louder, and your breathing was fast and heavy. It was such a turn on, the obvious pleasure you were getting from me. I could feel myself getting wetter with each passing minute. I told you that you could come on my tits if you'd wanted to. They were big, barely encased by the red brass cups of my lingerie, contrasting sharply against the milky whiteness of my skin. You nodded at me, barely able to speak. My lips abandoned your cock as I began to jerk you off. Long, fast and firm strokes up and down your cock, my body positioned so your cum could land on the soft roundness of my breasts. Your head tilted back and you were grunting as your cum exploded out, covering me in the hot, thick, sticky liquid. I didn't think I could get any hornier by this stage, but I did. I got a thrill out of doing that to you. You murmured good girl to me, and I melted inside. I stood as you found some wipes and you gently cleaned your cum off my breasts. Dropping it into a bin, you led me onto your bed and gestured for me to lie down, and you followed me. We kissed again and again. Your hand made its way down to the slit between my legs. Your finger slides inside. I was wet, wetter than you'd had imagined. Your finger slid up and down, rubbing gently against my engorged little clitoris. I moaned, moving my hips to match your rhythm. Your finger then circled and teased me softly, sliding around in my juices. You reached your finger down further, entering into me until you reached your knuckle. You re-entered me again with two fingers this time, your thumb now rubbing my clit gently but firmly. Our kisses were so long and deep. My hips were pushing against your hand. There was no mistaking my desire for you. It wasn't long until I climaxed. I tried to stay quiet, but I couldn't control my cries. I was consumed by my orgasm, and thus consequently lost in the pleasure erupting inside of me as your fingers worked their magic. You withdrew your fingers, bringing them to your lips as you tasted me. It was an erotic gesture, one I appreciated. I kissed you once more, noticing that your cock was hard again. I climbed onto you. I wanted to ride you, and I wanted to ride you hard. I positioned my cunt over your cock as you held it upright for me, my wetness easily enabling me to take all of you in. The warmth of me tightly enveloped you. We fit perfectly. Your hands held my waist as we moved together in tandem, our hips pushing and pulling with the rhythm of our movements. I still had my lingerie on. Your eyes were drinking in the sight of the fullness of my breasts, which bounced each time I reached the base of your shaft. I fucked you harder and harder. I could feel my orgasm building. Each stroke was bringing me closer to the edge. "I'm coming," I cried, and you could feel the tight spasms of my pussy grasping onto your dick. You wanted to change positions. You wanted to fuck me from behind on our knees. You wanted the control this time. You wanted to fuck my sticky cunt like it never had been before. You held your hard cock and slid it into my wet slit, pausing a moment to savour the feeling of being inside my wetness again. Then we began to move away and towards each other in the dance that was as old as time itself. Your hands grasped my hips firmly and tightly as you pulled me onto you, your balls slapping my lips with each full body contact. I loved that you took control, that you had me just as you wanted. I gasped and moaned as you rammed your cock in, my G-spot was so stimulated by you. "Harder," I moaned. "Fuck me as hard as you can. Fuck me like an animal." You moaned and replied that you were going to come soon. I cried that I wanted you to fill me up, to give me all that you've got. I wanted all inside me as I came. Hearing that, you went over the edge, shoving yourself inside me as fast as you could. Your cum splashed against my cervix, filling up my tight little pussy. We laid ourselves back down, intertwining our bodies on your bed. Your arms around me and my head was rested on your chest, hearing the thundering of your heart. We relaxed while we savored the blissful aftermath of the intensity from our first time together.